ask you this, because you've been quoted as saying you think C.J. Mahaney knew all about the sexual abuse of children. You said there were some on the coalition or who were associated with the coalition who did not want to be associated with the Gospel Coalition defense of C.J. in that statement that came out last year. A right. lot of people are wondering, why didn't you and why didn't those other members or associates of the Gospel Coalition come out at the time and say they don't speak for me? Later, we had an addendum put on the end of the statement that said this doesn't reflect the views of everybody. Why didn't whoever objected to this, you and the others, come out and say that at the time?
Well, we were working very tirelessly behind the scenes. In fact, I called my friend Justin Taylor, who posted that blog along with Kevin DeYoung and Don Carson. And I said, this does not reflect, this is misleading. It does not reflect the feelings and, for many of us on the Gospel Coalition. And the way you guys have worded it makes it sound like this is an official statement from the Gospel Coalition. But it's not. It's an official statement of three guys who were friends with CJ. And I said, I think the statement's premature. I think it's insensitive. You don't have all the details. And I said, the timing's terrible, terrible. I mean, these are people whose lives have been ruined, and it seems like you're much more concerned protecting CJ than you are in really sort of, sympathizing with the victim. The timing's terrible. The wording's terrible. I said, you need to go back. So that addendum was put on there 5 minutes after I got off the phone with Justin.
Oh, wow.
I said, you need to go back and put that on there because I don't want to be associated with it. So, that sort of went away for a little while. And then when it came out last week, that CJ's brother-in-law admitted to knowing about it, and apparently there were, conversations about this abuse that had happened within staff meetings. I told a couple of the guys at Gospel Coalition, I said, you need to go back now and either retract that statement, or you need to write a new statement saying that we were premature. The same three guys who wrote the official statement need to go back. It looks bad on the Gospel Coalition, because there were lots of people on the Gospel Coalition who I think were kind of surprised when that post came out. Like, wait, hold on a second. This is you're doing this under our umbrella and under our brand, and this is not the official stance of the Gospel Coalition. Those three guys were acting, on their own. So I've been pushing for them to do something about it. And as of yet, I don't think anything's been done.
So unfortunate. Well, we're going to come back. Tully and Chavijan is joining me. We're talking about the latest on the Gospel Coalition and the massive Sovereign Grace Ministries sex abuse scandal. We'll be back. We are back on the Janet Mefford Show. My guest is Tully and Chavijan. We're talking about the big news that broke yesterday. First was posted by the Christian Post and then taken down and reposted. Tully, and that was a little weird. How they printed the story and then it disappeared and then it came back. But that's another story because we only have a couple minutes.
I'm on the road. I am in Chicago right now, so I've been sort of running around ragged and caught up on all things Twitter last night and realized that apparently it had gone up and then it came down and then it went back up. And so I don't know the story behind that, but it seems strange.
Well, broadly speaking, as you've unveiled all the stuff that you have as we've been talking, many people are now saying, how much does the recent revelation that Grant Lehman admitted under oath on the stand that he knew about it. He's the brother-in-law of C.J. Mahaney. He was a pastor at Covenant Life or recently left. And then Josh Harris gets out on Sunday, offers to take a leave, offers to step down, three other guys as well. I mean, what do you think this is doing to the Young Wrestlesin Reformed movement? Is it really damaging the movement?
I think so. I do. And I feel for my good friend Josh. I mean, he has been in a very, very difficult position. He's made some tough decisions to pull Covenant Life out of Sovereign Grace. He's had some big differences with Sovereign Grace and the way Sovereign Grace handled this. He came out last year, as many know, and admitted that he himself had been abused as a child. And so he has great sympathy for the victims. I appreciate Grant coming out and admitting that they knew something. No one yet knows, technically speaking. CJ hasn't come out and said, I knew. But it's hard for me to believe, knowing how Sovereign Grace was run and CJ being the leader, the Pope of that movement, that he knew nothing about it. And that was my problem with the original post that Justin and Kevin and Don Carson put up, which is what I said to Justin. I said, do you really, really believe that CJ knew nothing about this? Because the whole point of your post was to protect CJ against those who were accusing him of knowing something by saying he didn't know anything. And now it's come out that his brother-in-law was involved in staff meetings. I can only assume CJ was there, where this was discussed and nothing was done about it. So, you know, if you're asking my opinion, my guess, if I were a betting man, is that CJ did know something about it. And that was my primary issue with the statement that came out from Justin and Kevin and Don. And I do want to say that, people at the Gospel Coalition, the powers that be over there, did not like that statement, didn't think it should have gone up, thought it was premature, thought it was insensitive, thought it was a distraction to the overall mission and message of the Gospel Coalition. I think it was a mistake for them to do that. I told them at the time, yeah. Told Justin to put the addendum on. I think the whole thing's sad. And what I don't want to get lost in all of this is that there are victims out there whose lives have been ruined and they need to be ministered to.
Amen. And also, you can see the new website, liberate.org, Tullian Chavijian's brand new website. Tullian, thank you so much for your time and for how you honor the Lord. It's always a blessing to talk to you.
Thanks, Janet.
Thank you so much. And we'll see you over at janetmefford.com.